While Amanda and Damien get ready for the final round, it's time for us to play a game. This is Wisdom of the Crowd. We asked a previous live audience at the Bell House to estimate a bunch of quantities. For example, how many quills does a porcupine have? We've averaged their answers together, and now we'll find out who is better at guesstimating, the crowd, or house musician Jonathan Colton. Here we go. Jonathan.
Yes.
According to the Guinness World Records, how many followers does the most followed raccoon on Instagram have?
Verified raccoon or just any raccoon?
It's, yeah, I'm pretty sure verified.
Okay, let's see. It's got to be a surprisingly high number. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking the question.
I mean,
if the answer is like 34, it's like, that's not interesting.
Yeah, this raccoon is an influencer and a disruptor.
It's a very... I'm going to say it's in the range of hundreds of thousands. I'm going to say 250,000.
Our audience guessed 8.2 million.
That's a lot, but possible.
Okay. The correct answer is 1.1 million.
Oh.
So that means you
I'm
got
closer.
The point. Yeah.
Sorry, audience.
The raccoon's name is Pumpkin, and he lives in the Bahamas. I don't know if he started off living in the Bahamas or if he just is retiring on his Instagram fame. Jonathan, according to National Geographic, how many Lego bricks are there for each person on Earth?
I know how many Lego pieces there are per person in my house.
And what is that?
It's a very high number.
Thousands.
I don't know exactly. It's thousands. It's easily thousands. But not everybody has Legos.
True.
Some people don't have any Legos.
I have no Legos.
You will. You have a child. You will have Legos.
I will have Legos.
You will step on a Lego in the middle of the night in your bare feet. And that child that you promised you would love forever and never leave, you will curse. You will curse that child's name. So, let's see. There's like some number of billions of people in the world. Maybe seven, 8 billion people in the world these days. Legos, they got to be making... Well, they make a lot of Legos per year. They got to be making millions of Legos. A lot of them get lost. A lot of them get angrily thrown away after a parent steps on them in the middle of the night. But still, that's a ton of Legos. Your average Lego kit's got to have hundreds of pieces in it. So that's... Even if one kid just has one kit, that's hundreds. I'm going to say... This is crazy. I'm going to say there are 1,000 Legos per person on Earth.
1,000 Legos. Okay, our audience guessed 14,600 per person. The answer is 80.
All right, that's still pretty impressive.
So you win again.
I win again.
Was that an audience of 5-year-old boys?
That's hilarious. I know. 14,000?
That's my son's goal.
Jonathan, according to Guinness, how many years did the world's oldest cat live?
1.7 million years. I had a cat that I got when I was a sophomore in college. And we're like, oh, let's get a cat. And then I didn't realize that the cat was going to live many years. I hadn't really thought about it. And so this cat was still alive when I had children. This cat lived to be like 21 years old.
Wow.
And that was pretty old for a cat. So I don't think it's going to get too much older than that. But I'm going to say surprisingly older than that. I'm going to say 26.
26.
Too high.
Our audience guessed 33 years. The correct answer is 38 years.
Whoa!
And 3 days. 38 years and 3 days.
Holy moly.
Yep. I know. Everyone is freaking out about that idea.
I guarantee you that cat was no fun for the last 20 years of its life.
Well done. I feel like, yeah, you were amazing on that. And so was our crowd. That was Wisdom of the Crowd. Well done, Jonathan. Well done, audience.